heard.
And whatever that sexy man that they keep letting be topless the whole movie. Anything with him, too. I'm not really sure his name.
Thomas Jane?
Oh, yes, that's it. And then my favorite, Michael Rappaport.
That guy. He's pretty funny in movies.
Yeah. Did you see Atypical?
No, I did not.
On Netflix, that was very good.
I did not.
If you guys couldn't tell by the cast that we just told you about, we're talking about Deep Blue Sea, also starring Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
And Mr. LL Cool J. They missed that part, I think.
Oh, maybe it wasn't recording. Mr. LL Cool J. Folks, I don't know when Americans or when humans got the idea that playing with apex predators was a good idea, but you should all stop.
It's a certain human.
This movie didn't tell you why.
It's a certain human, and I don't know why we want to mess with that. In their territory, in the middle of the ocean.
The middle.
We should have taken them back to an aquarium somewhere.
Could have.
I don't need to be in the middle of the ocean. Or be right off the beach somewhere where there's land and people right there. That was their mistake number one.
No, chose to build... Well, let's get to the opening scene of the four dumbest boat people you've ever met. Instead of going... what is this, several times, how about you start driving,
get that motor going, and get your ass out of there.
Start moving the boat, get a sail going, get something happening, or at the very least, go to the inside portion. Your boat had an inside.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Whenever there's anything, any kind of danger, disaster, and people would be like, what was that? My answer would always be, I don't know. I would never have answers.
Right.
They'd be like, did you know that was like a giant shark in the... Nope. Had no idea. I left before I found out what it was.
Right. I wasn't there. I didn't stay to see the end of that.
I left.
Just like the Titanic. I knew the ship was going to sink and I got the hell out of there.
Yeah. I took a lifeboat. Pew! I left.
But Thomas Jane wrangles the shark back into...
Just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
He's about to snap her little behind. Snap, snap.
Yes. I mean, and he is mad at poor Mr. Michael Rappaport's character because the pen was left open. And then he decides to go swim with a tiger shark to get a license plate out of its mouth.
Yes. Well, and back to the couple. Also, don't go out on a boat with only two of you into the middle of the ocean at night.
Four of you, but still.
Oh, four. Whatever.
Yeah.
However many. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No.
That deep into the middle of the ocean at night on that little dinky boat? I don't think so.
Not for me.
No. But anyway, back to your...
Well...
He jumps in to get a license plate out of the teeth. That looked like painful.
I mean, I don't want to have a license plate stuck in my teeth.
Uh-uh.
But the fact that Thomas Jane... character, which was what was his character's name?
Wasn't it Carter?
Carter just feels no fear, and he freaks out Samuel Jackson's character, who has come down to see the facility because he is ready to shut this shit down, and misses my daddy died of Alzheimer's. And I know I sound harsh, but if you've seen the movie, you understand why I'm pissed at this character. It will get there. But also, scientists, it's good to have a passion, but I don't think you should be that emotionally attached to your research. It'll cause you to blur the lines.
Exactly. That's why they don't let, doctors work on people that they know. They don't let, because your emotions get in the way of that stuff. When it's that personal, you've got to let that go. Give it to somebody else.
Yes.
Pass it on. So, and I didn't get why Samuel Jackson was like, hey, like the man didn't know that he just jumped into a tank of sharks. Like,
well, he didn't see Thomas Jane jump in. He only saw Thomas in there and the shark fin. I don't think Samuel knew that's where the sharks were kept at first.
But, I mean, I feel like, as a newcomer, I'd be like, they got this stuff under control. I don't need to,
yeah.
I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
It was called, like, Aquatopia or something, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty sure they know what's going on here.
That didn't look too topia to me.
Oh, so not at all.
I was going to say that. There was a lot of...
Not very topian.
Wiring.
Not topian enough for me.
No, definitely not topia enough for me.
I need palm trees and sand and...
But LL Cool J cooking for us, I mean...
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
Straight to dessert, Mr. Cool J.
So they go ahead and they do a quick tour of the facility for Mr. Jackson. And then for some frivolity, she explains where all the sharks are kept and how these three sharks are their test subjects.
There's one, the first generation shark that they tested, that they did the experiment on. And then I guess she had two.
Yep.
Daughter sharks.
Yes, two second and one first gen.
And everyone else on this facility has left for the weekend.
They work with a skeleton crew.
Skeleton crew it for the weekend.
Which I mean, thank God.
Right.
the people dead.
The carnage that would have happened. Which
right.
Which is interesting that they decided to make it a small cast rather than having like all these people and all these kills that they could have had.
I liked it.
Yeah. I think it adds to the intensity because it...
Right.
Because it's not just people dying everywhere. It's like, oh no, when's somebody going to die?
So they're all partying for the main scientist's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And the conversation comes up about how they've gotten this far without breaking. And I don't remember the convention that it's called. But
not the Geneva Convention, right?
Not the Geneva. No, it's
that's
another
the only one I know. Like, ooh, I know one.
And so they discuss that, and then they go in to where they do the research so that they can show Samuel Jackson's character the research. Already, there is a storm brewing. I'm sorry, we can't. We've lost visualization on Carter. We lost visualization on him. I immediately would have been like, listen, Mr. Jackson, I know you came all this way, but there's a storm. And I'm not just talking. These weren't little pitter-patter rings. There were squalls happening.
Yeah.
Janice up in that tower. Hitting her. The things were going on.
And I liked her. Brenda was up in the tower. Janice was right. The blonde. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, poor Brenda. I liked her character. I wish she could have hung out a little bit longer.
Two people that I was glad who died. You know, sometimes we have a much higher count. I usually don't like a whole bunch of the characters.
Yeah, yeah.
These
were relatively likable people. Yeah.
That's when I would have said, Mr. Jackson, let's wait for the storm. Let's have LL Cool J make us another round of drinks. Let's see if he's got some more cake hidden back in that kitchen. We'll do this tomorrow when the storm is over. No. These asshats decide to continue.
Of course.
And they bring up the mama shark, and she is sedated. And there's Thomas Jane Carter petting her. Just petting this large maker shark like it's a tiny chihuahua. I'm like,
look at the little baby.
I gotta tell you that I don't trust any trank gun that well.
Nope. Ever.
Thomas even says, now I'm not entirely sure which one of them got out the first night, that it took two to take her down. We are going to go ahead and assume that this was not the one that it took two to take down, but I can't be sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So they go ahead and she removes protein from the shark's brain.
Which what they've done is they gave the shark brain human brain, like cognizance or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm using science words. I don't know. But basically it thinks like a human.
Right. As they are doing that, it awakens the shark. Yeah. See, the brain controls everything and you probably shouldn't just be...
Yeah.
Poking in it. Just saying. Oh. And Jim is very close to the shark and his arm gets...
Well, this is after they discover that they did...
They did do it.
They cured. They took the brain. They put the whatever thing they invented on it, and it basically cured dementia.
Right.
They're all excited. Everybody's ready to have a little hootenanny. They've broken science. Whatever. Then that's when it goes into slow mode, and he gets his arm eaten clean off. Chomped clean off.
Whoa, was that a chomp? I mean, Carter is ready to shoot the shark, and Crazy Pants Scientist Lady won't let him. And releases the hatch, releasing the shark back down into the depths.
Yeah.
They then call for the helicopter, and they get him up to the
helicopter. Is going through a hell of a storm to get there in the first place.
Right. They get him on the gurney. They get him up. This is another thing I think I would have waited on. I understand, right. Like, they were afraid he was going to die, but tourniquet that shit and...
And just wait.
Storms like that don't last for hours and hours. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, all you got to do is just cover it up.
Yeah.
Give him some meds, which I'm sure they had meds to kind of knock him out a little bit, and then just...
We can trank sharks. I'm sure we can trank him.
We can get him a little baby sip of that.
Yeah.
It'll knock him out. He'll be fine. Just make sure he doesn't bleed. I mean, people lose arm. Like, he won't bleed as long as you cover it up and...
I'm sorry. We recently watched Shark Night, in which that guy lived for many, 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 many hours. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
Entire bite.
Yeah, yeah.
The main arteries. All the way up. And he was fine. So
an arm, he was going to be okay. He was already in shock.
Yeah.
But
and
they try to lift him up. And of course the what do you call that?
The winch.
The winch, yeah, the winch gets stuck. So now he's basically hanging there like a piece of meat just hanging on a string.
He gets taken.
Oh, no, but it falls. It snaps and then he falls into the water and the shark is like, ooh.
Right. But also the wire gets caught in the metal pylons. It basically blows up everything.
It crashes into the tower where poor Brenda.
Poor Brenda. She'll last we hear of Brenda.
Yeah.
It rocks everything. And they are down in the bottom. And Samuel L. Jackson goes, can someone please tell me what that is?
I love that scene.
And it is a shark with the male doctor in his mouth.
On the gurney.
On the gurney. And she throws him at the glass. And she keeps doing it until... Or she does it.
She does it once.
And it shatters.
Yeah.
It splinters. And then Samuel L. Jackson. Now, once this movie should be titled, the movie in which people waited too long to move the fuck out of the way.
Once it hit the glass, I've been out. Nobody has to tell me. Like, why did he have to tell people to leave? I would have been out.
Out.
It's a great scene, though, because you see the whole big glass, and you can't tell what it is coming in. It's, like, small, and then it gets bigger and bigger. And then they show the shark thrust him there, and then she takes off screen, and then they're just staring at the guy, and he's got oxygen. They had an oxygen mask on, so he's still alive. He's not dead. He's just up against the glass staring at them. They're staring at him, and then his girlfriend, Janice, is just staring at him, wanting to help him, and Samuel has to pull her away, and it's like, again, like you said, wouldn't have to be told.
So now... they get to a safer area. Once again, Carter's falling down. Carter falls down all the time, too.
He does.
The name of this movie.
Oh, because the glass did break and is now flooding. The glass
does break and now it's flooding and they have to get out.
The lab.
They get out the lab and Samuel L. Jackson asks something in, how are these sharks this... I mean, it would have been... The line would have been better if it had been true, pure Samuel L. Jackson going, these motherfucking sharks seem real motherfucking smart. Somebody explain that to me. But no, he says it all nice business-like. Like,
yeah.
This seems a little odd to me. Does anybody want to explain? And Maine Miss Scientist Shark, who's crazy Alzheimer's lady.
Susan.
Admits that her and the doctor... broke the convention
Cut a couple corners.
Yep, cut corners and basically tripled the shark's brain mass so that they could extract more of the protein. So, yes, basically, they took one of the world's best killing machines and dialed it up. That seems great. That's fan-freaking-tastic. I mean, to the point that this one shark figured out that he should just use his nose to turn on the oven while Ella's in the oven. I mean, shit like that. I'm sorry. So I don't want my sharks knowing how to cook.
Right. Like, a mindless shark is already scary.
Yeah.
That was a great scene. So LL Cool J is, he doesn't know what's going on. He's down in the kitchen. Nobody's told him anything. Right. All of a sudden, he's flooded by water. He goes into the stove. Yep. And you're thinking, oh man, he's a goner. But he hacks open the top stove, gets in there, and turns on the gas.
The poor bird got. That what? Was bad. The poor bird got.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah. He was a little asshole anyway.
That is true.
He turns on the gas, gets out of the stove, and manages to kill one of the sharks via explosion.
Via explosion. Good for him.
Yeah.
We have one down, two to go. Which I wonder how they keep saying it's only two. I'm guessing they're not taking the non-altered sharks into the equation. Because they had other unaltered sharks
in
that pen. But I guess they're thinking those haven't been ramped up. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they're not afraid of those ones.
I'm sorry. Once again, I'm afraid of all sharks.
Yeah. Well.
Says the woman who willfully lives on an island. We've actually had a lot of shark attacks recently.
Oh, no.
And we've got some idiots who would like us to move the sharks. Yvonne, I'm talking to you. Once again, bitch, the sharks can't be moved. Stop posting this on every single...
What?
She's like, they're coming too close to shore. We need to move them away.
Move them where?
Yes, every time that there's a report of the attack, because there's been four now, she has posted this, and the whole time... I'm ready to say, Yvonne, you take the lead. You go.
You get you a U-Haul. You rent a U-Haul. Fill that bad boy with water.
She's saying they shouldn't be this close to shore.
Or maybe you shouldn't be that close to shore.
What Long Islanders have failed to realize is, so for a very long time, Long Island was such a big fishing area. It actually got overfished. Billy Joel has a very famous song about it, if you've ever heard it, the Downeaster Alexa, in which when that happened, we put in place very significant conservation efforts to stop that. They have worked. We now have an abundance of fish again, which is beautiful. What the idiots don't understand is an abundance of a prey item will bring an abundance of a predator.
Yep.
So that's what we're dealing with. And so the fact that somebody thought they should catch a couple of these and just turn them up a notch was, I got Yvonne over here trying to move them. And we got Susan over here trying to make them smarter. I don't understand.
Oh, just Lord. How about we just leave them all alone?
Oh, it's wild. We live in wild times, y'all. We're living in wild times.
Wild, wild times.
But then they're trying to get out. They decide to go up the ladder in hopes of getting to level one before they get to the top side. They do that. The ladder falls because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. They're in this it's like a silo looking. They're in a tunnel, a vertical tunnel of sorts.
The ladder falls and...
And luckily is the length of the width of the tunnel, so it doesn't go all the way in, so they're kind of hanging like on a monkey bars type situation.
Who was the blonde one again? Denise.
Janice.
Oh, you know why I kept calling Brenda Janice? Because she's Janice in The Sopranos.
Oh. That's funny.
Makes fun. Because when you said I was wrong, I'm like, no, that's definitely that actress's name.
That's funny. what are the odds?
What are the odds? Pretty good. So Janice, unfortunately, it is her turn to go.
She was one of those meh characters where you didn't really care.
I didn't dislike her, though. I didn't want her to get...
No, I didn't dislike her.
She was horrified when she found out what they had done. Like, she definitely didn't know.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Something about her...
And she was with the doctor romantically, and she didn't know.
Yeah.
I loved her when she called her, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. I was like, damn. She didn't say anything.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, and Susan couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Janice gets raised up and then brought back down.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Poor Janice.
And it's the hatching.
Good shot, though.
What?
It was a good looking shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She had a visually stimulating way to die.
That's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. So she gets got.
And then LL Cool J comes and saves them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back and they're like trying. Oh, no. We missed a whole scene in which they try to get into the submarine.
Oh, the lab. Yes.
We missed the submarine lab. Yeah.
Very, very poignant. Very important scene here.
Where they're all turning on each other because of what she's done, basically. Mm-hmm. And Samuel Jackson gives a very poignant speech about his time on the mountain and how he was going to take this to his grave. Spoiler alert.
And, well, no, he doesn't. Yeah.
But who's telling that story? What is the cook's name, by the way?
It is... Oh, Preacher. They call him Preacher.
Preacher. So he is telling them all what has happened. And they all have told him, you might not want to be standing so close.
Oh, Thomas Jane said it immediately. He was like, you might want to back up there, buddy.
And he doesn't back up. If anything, he got closer to the edge. And, well, as you all predicted, one of the sharks came and got him.
Oh, so that scene, I remember seeing that in theaters and everyone just like gasped. It was the most unexpected death.
Because he's like, nature can get you in a million.
Yeah. And just gone. He's there and then he's gone. And then they do the cool part of showing him getting eaten under the water. That is one of the things I do like about this movie is they show the actual...
Yeah.
Sharks like eating with people after, which is pretty rough.
Right. And that is
they're all traumatized.
That's when Michael Rappaport's character just loses it. Thomas Jane gets them all back together and up that ladder. I sense that Thomas Jane and Michael Rappaport's character are best friends in this movie. Like they are each other's number one.
Yeah, they're good friends, yeah.
And Thomas goes, I am going to go back down and open that so that the sharks, as the water are rising, will go in there. They won't keep coming up. One of my favorite lines. He's like, they're hella big. And he goes, what? And he goes, those brass balls you have, man. He climbs up over Thomas Jane. And Thomas does get the door open. So that part of his plan does work. And LL Cool J is able to get them up and out. So now four are left.
And then there were four.
And Rappaport says something to Carter about the backup generators.
There's always backup generators. Land or sea, it doesn't matter. There will always be backup generators.
I don't even understand how that science works, so nobody asks me. I don't. If you do know, you feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah, no idea.
So they go down. They're trying to get them. They are... so close. They actually get the damn thing on and they're swimming away and Rappaport gets got. I mean,
they weren't even swimming away. He had just turned it on. He's still standing against the generator.
Yes. And he.
Now, if you're underwater and the person that you're looking at, knowing that there's sharks in the water and the person that you're looking at, all of a sudden their eyes go wide. And the air escapes them. You see they're freaked out. Do you turn around to see what they were looking at?
No, I start.
Or do you push them the hell out of the way as you speed past them to get away from whatever the hell was behind you?
Yeah. This once again goes back to Alicia's motto. If you see me running, you run. There's something behind us.
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions. Oh, Alicia, are you out for a jog today? Never in my life. Start running.
They'd be lucky to get that.
I can't.
No time to talk. I'm running. I would have swam past Thomas Jane so fast.
Yeah.
He would have created an underwater tornado.
Right.
From the spinning. Like, Nowhere in my body would I have felt the need to turn around to see what the hell he was looking at.
Yeah.
And I know that because I've been on land with nothing in particular coming after me, and someone's eyes got wide, and I went towards them. So being in the water where we know sharks are coming, I'm definitely not turning around.
Not turning around, not doing it.
Hey, whoo. And so because they're smart, not only does it kill him, but it smashes him into the electrical and even, like, nuzzles him into the wall to just really finalize the destruction of the electricity. Or whatever it was they just did.
So Susan, though, she needs her research material. So she's going to go to her room to get it. Susan encounters the shark and electrocutes it.
Oh, man, that part was pretty cool. So she, yeah.
For a minute there, I didn't understand why she was taking off her wetsuit. I was like, we don't really need to be naked. And then I realized it was to ground her. And I was
to stand on the on the wetsuit. Yeah, to keep her from ground. That poor shark. For a second, I was like, that shark has no idea what the hell is happening to it. Aw.
Yeah.
But it got fried, and so did her research.
Yeah, so good.
But which was kind of upsetting, because it's like, well, all this happened for nothing. These poor people died for nothing.
I find it hard to believe. I don't know when this movie came out.
I was thinking that, too, like, that they would have, like on the cloud.
Right. I'm like, this isn't a remote backup service.
Like, email that.
Like, wait, when did this movie come out? I don't know. I
feel that right now.
Right. So they go to the decompression chamber and swim to the surface. Preacher is grabbed by the final shark, but he takes his cross and stabs the shark guy in the eyeball.
Wait. We skipped over the part where they have to go get to the surface. So they're pretty far. I tried holding my breath, and I probably would have died.
How long did they say it was?
When they were down in the lab, Rappaport said it was like 230 feet or something like that. And I don't know how much farther up they got after that. But they decide they can distract the sharks with the fire extinguishers by releasing them.
Right. Well, how long were you able to hold your breath for?
What?
How long were you able to hold your breath?
I don't know. It wasn't as long as they were under there. I was like, oh, I'd have died. I mean, there is that. But you need both hands to get you up to the surface. Yeah. And sure enough, the shark comes. That's, I get it.
That's it. I tapped out. God, if any day we should have been doing YouTube recording for this.
That's it.
I tried, guys, and I gotta tell you, I died. I damn near died.
I might still try to make a video of you doing that just for just for Instagram. Because that was great. Yeah, she had one hand plugging her nose, another hand was struggling to get her up. It was a great show. So they do make it to the surface.
Yeah.
And like Alicia said, Ella Cool J gets got by the shark, but he stabs it in the eye. You're thinking, oh, it's Ella Cool J. He's the other black guy. Of course he's going to die.
No.
But no. He sticks that shark in the eye and survives. They get him out of the water.
He's a man of God.
Yeah.
The only one there.
Yeah.
Yep. Because one thing godlike people do is they really don't go messing with God's creations.
That part
would be.
he would just cook
a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
So Susan decides. So Carter then realizes when they're up there that the sharks are trying to get out. And
get
that's
the chain link fence.
That's why they forced the flooding, because they realized they would never get through the titanium, but that they could get through the top piece. I mean, geez Louise, how smart did they make these goddamn
sharks? Exactly. They're humans, so damn it. So they're like, all right, we got to stop her from getting out, because once she gets out, it's all over. She has more kids. We already established she can give birth to second generation, so.
But here's my thing. You think she would have messed up the ecosystem? Like, what, she would have just been another shark, or you guess, I guess, because she was so smart.
Yeah, as the intelligence. And then she has babies, because remember, the second generation was smart, too.
Right.
So, if she mates with another shark, now we got these smart sharks.
Yeah.
And they're coming up on the surface, then that's when I have a problem. they come up with shark helmets to keep the, to keep the water around them so they can breathe, and they're like going on the land and eating people.
I don't think that's gonna happen. Although Peter Benchley did write a novel, Creature, read it. It's good.
Hmm.
It's about a shark that basically has lungs and gills.
Oh, God.
It's good. Mm. And it has legs.
Now, that's scary.
And it has legs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope. So, what happens to Thomas Carter, J?
Carter dives in to try to save Susan.
Well, because it's getting out. Oh, Thomas
dives in to
Carter tries to shoot it and misses.
Right.
And he's like, it's not going to, we can't get it. So she's like, all right, well, we have to distract it. So she cuts her hand, which I would have just squoze my hand into the water. I don't know that I would have fully jumped in.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each their own. Because, I mean, a shark can smell like a drop of blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For, like, thousands.
Of yeah. Times. So all she had to do was drop a couple drops in the water. Or maybe, I guess she figured because it was, because they're smart, it would know it wasn't. I don't know. Anyway, she decided, she did the I'm going to sacrifice myself thing, jumps in the water. That kill was crazy.
Yeah. Very crazy.
Chops her in half. They love doing the twitching.
Yeah. So much.
A lot of dead body twitching in this movie.
Yeah. Carter jumps onto the shark and Preacher tries to shoot it and gets Carter attached to the shark through the leg.
Ugh.
God damn it, Preacher.
Ugh. I do like that they set up that Carter did that move before in the beginning when he went to get the license out of the teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that he knew how to do that maneuver of getting out of the shark's way.
Right.
And getting on the fin.
Yeah.
The shark now is barreling towards the chain link fence at full speed.
And Carter orders Preacher to connect the trailing wire to a battery. Now, how this killed the shark and not Carter, I'll never know. Movie magic?
Well, because it ripped. Carter wasn't attached to it anymore.
Oh, he ripped his leg off?
Not the whole leg, but he just. I don't think it was stuck in it. I always thought it was in his leg, but I think it was just, it scratched his leg, but it was mostly in the...
The pant?
The wetsuit. Oh, okay. And so then when the shark rushes through the hole, it rips away from Carter.
In the end, Carter reveals that he had managed to free himself in time and then joins Preacher to see a worker's boat en route on the horizon. Yeah, the new ship is coming back. And they, like, look too happy to be coming back. Like, are they not seeing...
Yeah, do you see that your whole facility is underwater?
Unless they saw that, like, Carter and him were there, so they knew some people had survived, and that's why they were happy. I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Very confused by their joyosity. Or maybe they were excited to no longer have to work there. Maybe they
Hey, sometimes you show up to work, the building's gone, you're like, yes. Sweet ass. I don't have to work today. I'm still going to be getting paid, though.
I once worked at a salon in which the owner did not pay the tax authorities.
Oh.
So we once showed up and it was padlocked by order of the tax.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Damn. Did she get that sorted out or did you just have to go find another job?
I had already found another job.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. Board to the left. Like, don't ignore the state taxation board.
I like the line where Sam, I keep wondering how long, it's because the L's.
Right.
Where Preacher is like, let me ask you something. Are you sure there were only three sharks?
Right.
And Carter slowly takes his legs out of the water, and he's like, yeah. Yeah, good call.
Good call.
So it's just the two of them, just two survivors.
Two of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
It is made to believe that Carter would have had something to lose by calling her out on what she had done. Like, he needed this job, they intubate.
Yeah, she picked him on purpose, because they knew each other before this. Assignment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what do you give this movie?
A 7 out of 10. Good special effects. Solid cast.
Yeah.
It's a little clunky at times. Lot of CGI. Heavy on the CGI.
Yeah.
Decent story, but I always hate scientists fucking with nature, so like, it angers me. Which is what a good movie is supposed to do, right? It's supposed to, like, pressure buttons. So
I will say it is one of my favorite shark movies. I think it's a fun one just because of the kill.
They did so well, they made two others.
I just saw that, and I
which are not streaming anywhere.
Never heard of the other two.
You'd have to pay.
Yeah. I never heard of the other two, which tells you.
What do you give it?
Yeah, I'd say same, 7 out of 10. It's a fun watch. Fun summer movie.
Yeah, for sure. More fun summer movies coming at you. You all know where to find us.
Oh, we are going on hiatus soon.
We will be going on hiatus once my house. So some of you may know, if you listen regularly, that I am in the process of making a cross-country move to Texas. Basically, once I have a closing date on my house, then we will go into hiatus for about a month just to give me time to get settled in Texas. We are going to try to put some things in the can so that the hiatus isn't as long, but that is our goal. Should have had a date for you guys this week, but the buyer that we had chosen tried to scam us out of money, so now we're back to phase one.
Hey.
Woohoo! You know, if nothing else, it's a learning experience. And, yeah, so that is that. And but it shouldn't be for a little bit while longer that the hiatus comes. People still think it's the 4th of July here in my town, setting up fireworks all night long. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. They've still been going off over here.
I don't understand how they think that's not rude.
I don't know. I don't understand why they think it's entertaining.
What about
just an exploding sound? I get fireworks because there's lights. It looks pretty. It's fun to watch. But just...
Yeah.
The bombs that just go off with a loud noise.
Yeah. Don't get it.
So, yeah. We are Horror in Heels. You know where to find us. Horror in Heels at everything. Instagram, Gmail, Facebook. Drop us a line. Let us know. What are some of your favorite summer horror movies?
Yeah. Let us hear. Oh, okay. Tell us in the comments.
Yeah.
And all right. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.